One of our first experiments was for Dennis and me to take a trip, not physical together. Our independent descriptions of what we were experiencing should correlate closely if the experience were real and independent of either of us. From the beginning of our training, we had learned to give real-time descriptions of whatever we experienced. A microphone was suspended from the ceiling above each of our heads. What we said was recorded on tape. Dennis and I could not hear each other because we were in separate, soundproof chambers. Dennis and I quickly achieved the appropriate altered state, left our bodies, and met in the non-physical as planned. It was a long adventure. We went places, saw things, had conversations with each other, and with several non-physical beings we happened to run into along the way. Bob had let us go a long time before he ended the session and called us back. We pulled off our EEG and GSR electrodes and stumbled out of the darkness into the hallway of the lab. In the control room, Bob was waiting for us. After a quick exchange, we knew that this would be a good test because we both had experienced many specific interactions. But were they the same interactions? Bob looked at us deadpan. "So, you two think you were together?" he asked, trying to sound disappointed. We looked at each other and shrugged our shoulders. "Maybe," Dennis said tentatively, "at least we perceived meeting each other." "Listen to this," Bob said emphatically. The tapes rewound as we disconnected the electrodes and climbed out of our chambers, began to roll forward. We sat down and listened. The correlation was astonishing. For almost 2 hours, we sat there with our mouths open, hooting and exclaiming, filling in the details for each other. Bob was now grinning. "Now that tells you something, doesn't it?" he exclaimed, beaming. He was every bit as excited as we were. I was dumbfounded. There was only one good explanation. This stuff was real. My mind searched for some other more rational explanation. Perhaps only one of us imagined the trip, and the other was reading his thoughts telepathically, I said, trying to cover all the possibilities. That was almost as far out as the first explanation, but not quite. The undeniable fact was we had seen the same visuals, heard the same telepathic conversations, and experienced the same clarity. "This stuff might actually be real," I said aloud to no one in particular. Dennis and I sat there wide-eyed, incredulous, and at a loss to explain it any other way. I said those same six words, "This stuff might actually be real," over and over to myself 50 times during the next few days. I could not believe it, but I had to. I was there. This was my experience. I was not reading this in a book about somebody else. In the vernacular of the times, I was blown away. You cannot understand the impact something such as this has until it happens to you. One more data point was in. My reality was about to get broader and stranger.